Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty deuces. Hey, everybody, this is your favorite host, Millie in the City, with my beautiful co-host,
the real J.D. Jones.
See, I love
the
now that's
real
that. And welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City, the heartbeats of the city, J.D.
Yes, we are.
If it's important to you,
it's important to us.
J.D., you have a really good show tonight.
Yes, we do.
We
I'm
should
excited.
Jump right in because Trump messed with our internet. Trump's fault. Connect the City is celebrating
over. We got an audience too. We are excited.
I still got my bookshelf at home. I'm excited. I bought some of my favorites, but we'll discuss that in a second. We are being sponsored by Chrysalis for Wealth. They're financially secure, responsibly insured tax wise. You can find out more about them at chrysalispaws.com or cpawinsurance.com at 703-765-2076 or 301-341-1001. They make sure that you can contact them.
Indeed.
Because I know they're having some kind of
reason for your taxes not to,
not to be done. Because if they're doing something like a tax and SIP, it sounds sexy. The tax part, but the SIP.
Got to get creative.
I'm excited, JD. You know, every show I have to ask you one question. Who is one of your favorite authors? Well, besides the ones in the room,
of course. You know I'm about to say that, right? Well, you know what? I'm just going to say that I love so many different people, from financial to romance, it's just a little bit of everything. So I cannot even pick one tonight.
Well, we have some authors on the line right now. We're just going to bring them right in. Caller with the last four digits of 8550. You're on with Connect the City. Then we have your name.
Hey, I'm LB Taylor.
LB Taylor.
Yes. I love that. You know, I like the initial.
I like the LB. It's like linebacker or what's LB's real name?
Nobody has to know.
Right.
Name, so
I got you. For the journey. Okay. I got it. The last four digits of 8756. You're almost connected city. May we have your name?
Oh, yes. Adrienne Fox McCann.
Ooh, okay, we got a whole lot of names. I'm gonna start doing that.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
We are very, very excited because JD and I wanted to, we really wanted to celebrate the authors. But we got some special guests in the house. They're coming in after the break. Can we talk about Alan Moore real quick? Getting by, I'm a do and free. I can't wait to ask.
He says, be careful of when you choose. We need to talk about
No, you forgot the little thing. Internal friends.
Yes.
Oh, that's right close to you.
But
that's close to you. That means us.
Yeah.
Okay. We have her in the house tonight. We have, what time is Linda Wills calling in? She's calling in a little later on?
Yes.
It's the great record promoter. She's
Yes,
she still looks like she's like 40, too. Right?
Yes.
I love that. And then we have the amazing Sylvia Traymore.
Got her too.
And we have, you know, we also have, you know, this cover right here. This Stephanie Nichol cover. I was hoping I could get my hair feathered. You know what?
Guess what? When you have the brains to go with the beauty.
Right. I'm going to go home and feather my hair just like Stephanie Nichol.
That's a powerful thing.
Right? Okay. So, LB Taylor, please introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about yourself and the title of your book.
So, again, my name is LB Taylor. I'm an author, first-time author, writer of the book.
Ooh,
my book
congratulations.
Thank you. Let's Talk Love Therapy. The title of my book, and the book is Juice. It's a juicy love story that touches on what it means to be a woman and dating in 2019.
Okay.
Oh, we need to get that. We get a copy?
Well, you know, that's always welcome to talk about.
That's always good. Yeah. You know, Gia takes you on a journey, her love story, the love, sex, and lies that take place within dating. She's going through a journey of dating three men, the photographer, the carpenter, and the cigar lover. So within that, she takes you on that journey, that love, the sex, the lies that all take place in 2019. For me, it was important to talk about the realness of dating, and, you know, because not everyone meets a billionaire flying to the sunset. I love a good fairy tale, but that's just not reality. So I just wanted to touch on some reality, the truth within dating
that.
In 2019. Yeah.
I love it. And can I make an inappropriate joke about, you know, my lover coming over to lay my carpet?
No. But I am still waiting on the one that's going to, the billionaire, to come and keep me off my feet.
I thought you were going to say a plumber. I was ready for the plumber, but okay. We're not the right place for that. But okay, I digress.
No, I'm waiting for that billionaire, too.
Hey, can you come fix it? Okay, all right, I'm sorry. All right, so we got to take a quick break, but we want to get to Ms. Fox. Please introduce yourself and tell us the name of your book.
Oh, yes. My name is Adrienne Fox McCann, and my name of my book is Team Goober and His Eco-Friends. It's about five friends that are endangered species that are talking about going green and the importance of saving the earth. It's a children's book, and I love children, and it inspires them to learn the importance of saving the earth and going green and picking up trash and recycling. It's international, and the book, the authors are from all around the world.
I don't know how you knew to call this.
How
do
you,
I mean, did someone tell you to
call? Yeah, we love. I'm a recycler.
So after we finish, I would love to get your information.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to you.
I'm glad you said it.
Further.
Thank
so
you.
Yeah, I would love that.
Can you
absolutely
send us a message on Connect the City and give us your information? We'd love to get your book.
Definitely.
And I'm a recycler, so I'm really very excited about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can get it on Amazon, or if you, I can leave my information, and I can actually request an author's copy. But it's international. It talks about different characters that are coming from around the world that are endangered species, talking about recycling. And the character's name, it spells out green. It's Goober, Reese, Eva, Isai, and Nuying, and that's from China, Australia. One is from India, and then Reese is from USA. So they're all from around the world.
Hey,
that's so awesome.
All right, we are about to take a break, but we need to bring in one more caller, and then we'll take a break. Caller with your last four digits of 2345. You're on with Connected City. May we have your name? Okay, great. Are you cooking?
Hello.
That's okay. She's cooking. Okay. That's fine. We'll bring it back. Guys, we need to take a 30-second break. You are on with Connect the City. We'll be right back. Cut the same white song.
All the good girls you take out for dinner, but all the bad girls you take out for liquor. All the good girls, they don't pull the trigger, but all the bad girls, they pull it much quicker. It's never too late to get down and body, switching from good to bad, cause you're not a feeling inside or inside your body. Let it come out with shots of Bacardi. Let your body go. We'll take it nice and slow. Just let your mind be free. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven.
Welcome back to Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest.
And I am the real J.D. Jones. I'm going to leave it at that.
You know what? Make up your mind. Are you just glad? You know what? I'm here with you. You're just so combative. We're excited because Connect the City, we're celebrating authors. J.D., aren't you a writer yourself, buddy? You're a writer. Go ahead and tell people you're a writer.
Tonight I'm celebrating.
Folks. You're celebrating, folks. Well, I'm a writer, so I ain't going to be shy. Okay? We are very excited because in the studios with us tonight is the beautiful author, Ellen Moore.
Yes.
J.D., read this book title because it is.
Yeah.
Read it, because I got a little sassy with it when I did it.
I like the way you did that.
Okay.
Do that again.
Getting by.
That's right.
I'm a dude. And free. So I got my own interpretation of it, but I'm going to let her tell it. How you doing? Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. So this book, Getting By, I like the way you did it. Getting By, it's about how to be a good friend to yourself. It's about people inside of you. So this book is actually my story. I'm sharing with getting by when I was just getting by. Didn't matter. As long as the rent was paid, I'm good. Even if I'm struggling, I'm good. Life is fine. Don't bother me. And then I meet Amadou. He has plans and dreams and visions and goals. But Amadou has a whole lot of excuses and procrastination. And me and Amadou hung around for a long time together.
Have a little church.
And then I met Free, this character. So Getting By is actually the little mouse on here. I'm not sure.
Why it got to be a mouse?
I'm a dude is the horse, hands on the hips, you know. I'm a dude. Don't ask me nothing. I'm a dude. And then there's free.
To see free.
And free has dreams, visions, goals that he executes.
Okay.
So free and I are best friends now. But this book is it's my story. And then at the end of the book, halfway to the, I'm sorry, in the, towards the back of the book, there's an assessment in here. So this is an actual assessment that I went through, and so I use it to help other people to get to the next level in their life. So a lot of people are stuck and feeling like they don't have a reason to live or not knowing their purpose. So this is very helpful with that. And then it's real because it's me. You know, it's not like sometimes people go online, they get the story, or they find out how to do something, and then they'll write you 6 steps to this. This is real. This is like I was on my knees crawling. You know, this is real. So that's what that book is all about.
I love it.
Thank you.
Because you get those people in your life to say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. And they don't do nothing, Lord.
But this is really more about you, though, than them. Yeah, this is about you. This has nothing to do with the people around you.
Okay.
These are the people that were in me.
Okay.
People in my head.
Yeah, I'm perfect.
So I have a question.
Sure.
Do you find yourself having to go back and do this?
Yes, I do. I'm in it right now. I'm in it right now because every time you move to another level in life, you meet these same creatures again. Because you're fighting through something new that's hard, and it's like this cycle. And so that's where I am now. Me and Amadou are battling right now. I'm trying to get back to my BFF free.
BFF is free.
Free, yes. Free is the one who plans and executes. Amadou, it, you know, because you start to see all these obstacles, and then it's like, oh, I don't want to face that. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No, I'll do it. You know, you do the easy things, and then the hard things you put on the shelf until later. So we're battling now on the next level.
Okay.
I do love it. Yeah. I do love it. So do you find that, do you have any anxiety about it? Because I'm a dude. If you're a dreamer, we know those. We're dreamers. Because you're an author. I'm a do it. And then 6 months later, you don't do it. Do you have anxiety about that? So you have to go back to the book, like JD said?
I'll only go back to the book when I'm really stuck. I normally keep boards around me, writing notes to myself. I call my own name out. Ellen, if you don't do this, you can't win. How are you going to do this? You said you were going to do this. So I'll leave myself notes to help me to put me to work.
I love that. You know, it's so funny because maybe I'm the only one that watches Being Mary Jane. It's coming back on, y'all. Yes, but did you notice at the first time when you saw the show, she had stickies. She had yellow stickies all around the place. Is that healthy?
Yes.
She took them all down at the end, though. But.
Yes. Because a lot of times you're by yourself. It's just you, yourself, and the enemy talking to you, trying to talk you out of something that's good for you or something you know. You're pursuing that dream, and something's constantly talking you out of it. It never ends. It's always. So you have to be mindful and figure out what is that thing that you can hold in place for yourself to keep you moving forward, actually. So
a lot of motivation, isn't it, Jamie?
I have a question. I like to ask questions.
Yes, we know.
How do you prevent the I'm-a-dos and the getting by coming around?
You talking about the internal. We're talking about
we're going out.
Oh, you want to go
external.
Okay, so I wrote
outternal.
All about internal, but externally, it's the same thing. You have to pick and choose your friends. You have to say, you know what, I love you, but I got to love you from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You're not good for me right now. I love you. I'll see you on the rebound, you know. It's not like I'm never going to talk to you again, but right now I'm trying to pursue something, and maybe that might not be good for me right now, so I need to. You got to be mindful. Again, notes. I got boards, whiteboards.
Right.
Those little sticky notes. I'm done with those. I have big boards because I need to see it now.
You need to see it. I think you wrote this book for the internal, but JB just it really had a good point because do we not have all of these people close to us in our lives, and some of them maybe family members? Do you find it a little bit harder to get rid of those family folk?
No, I don't get rid of them. If somebody's really toxic, you need to just get rid of them. Let's clear that up.
Good word.
Toxic.
Yeah.
We're not talking about toxic. They're gone. There's no question.
Okay.
But maybe you have people around you that you might feel like they're draining you or sucking the life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean no harm. You know, you don't just, you know, you're not saying I don't want to be around you ever, ever again. But for now, I need to be over here, and I'm going to let you do what you need to do. But you really do. You have to position yourself and get around what's going to drive you. Otherwise, you're going to be going in the reverse direction.
That's my point.
Okay. Okay.
You're going to fall back.
Exactly. You're going back.
Same, mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes you don't even know you're there until mm-hmm. you're standing there, and you're like, how did I get here?
Yes.
Exactly. So I know you're an author, and I asked JB earlier who were her favorite, some of her favorite authors. She liked so many. Did you mm-hmm. have someone that you looked at and you were like, yes?
You know, I got on this leadership journey from back like 2007, I think it was, John Maxwell Leadership Bible, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership.
Oh.
That's how I started the leadership. And then I started studying under Dr. Dale C. Bronner, and then
okay.
I just started this leadership thing. Like, I really wanted this for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I did have to separate myself from a lot of people
right.
and things. No harm to them, but this is something that I need in order to move forward.
I love that.
Tell us about some of the other things that you're doing.
Well, all of this, including this book, I'm actually a baker and a cake designer, and I'm also a graphic designer, so I designed my own book. I did my book. Someone did the actual characters for me, but I did the book and the layout.
Okay.
And so I use my gifts, whether it's cooking or baking
right.
or graphic design, I use it to help other people move to the next level. I have fun with cakes. I do inspirational classes where
okay.
we might pair cakes with metaphors of life, and then we have fun with it and teach and learn something from that. So,
yeah, I'm going to look for my cupcake. Do you see your cupcake?
See cupcake?
Do you see it?
Oh.
Do you see your cake? Did you bring us anything?
I don't think we need a cupcake. I'm just saying.
Think for yourself. I'm always looking for a cupcake.
Okay, I will be back with a cupcake. How about that? I promise.
Yes, you know, anything, cookies or cream,
okay,
you know, maybe a red velvet.
No, we don't do Weight Watchers. It's all butter. We don't do Weight Watchers.
I'm speaking for myself. I love that.
She's throwing me under the bus. You don't know her like that. But I feel
that's
like
okay.
shots fired at me, but it's
okay.
I will take the cupcake and
okay.
I will exercise like the next day. Like I exercise the fork and the knife. So we would love some of your baking. We are very, very excited. We do need to take a break. We want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Let
thank
people know
you.
How they
yeah.
can get your book and follow you.
You can get my book at brandyourwayout.com. It is not on Amazon on purpose. I'm actually trying to create something where I can hire some young people. So the more books I sell, the more young people that I can hire. Amazon did it. Why can't I?
Excellent. I love
so
that.
So it's at brandyourwayout.com.
Brandyourwayout.com.
Is where you can get the book.
Do you have an email in case people want to ask you some questions?
Yes. Sure. You can email me at ellenmoore@brandyourwayout.com.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back in about 30 seconds, guys. You're on with Connect the City.
Thank you.
So coming back, Cheryl, I'm going to give a shout out to my
check me out.
the city. I am Millie in the city, your hostess with the most.
And I am the real J.B. Jones, the co-host with the most. You like
Make
that?
Up you it, like it was that? Like, okay, with, okay, you, with the fingers. And, you know, I'm excited because, you know, this next author, isn't she gorgeous?
Yep.
I'm going to get, okay, anyway. Author Stephanie Mikkel, follow the leader, believe in yourself, and craft your future. Did you craft your hair? Okay, I'm sorry. It's just the hair. I love it. We're excited to have you on. Thank you for coming to Connect the City.
Thank you so much for having me. Can I say something?
Yes.
Anytime you guys call, I'm just so happy to hear from you.
Oh,
I mean, I will tell y'all, just a shout out for them. If they invite you to do something, say yes. Because they're always doing fun things.
Yeah,
and, you know, really
tape?
Wonderful. Next time I'll say it on tape.
Yes, yes. Follow the leader.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Did you follow the leader, JP?
All the time.
Am I your leader? You're the leader on your phone. Gotcha. Tell us a little about who you are and tell us about this book.
Sure.
Tell everybody about this book.
Absolutely. So I am flipping to the back of the book because it talks about being your own leader, and this is exactly what JB just said. But so anyway.
What page is
this? This is page 121.
120. Oh, be your own leader.
Be your own leader.
Love it.
Yes.
Your internal compass. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way that the title for the book came about is when we think about following the leader, this is a book about politics. Let me just say that to begin with. This is a book about politics. I've worked in politics for over 20 years, and I work with people every day who want to influence the political process in different ways. I'm not a lobbyist, but I work with influencers and candidates. And one of the things that we've seen, especially in the last few years, is a lot of fake information, fake facts, alternative news, a lot of things like that. So follow the leader is basically a play on words. It has three parts to it. One is do your homework. Follow the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Don't rely on the information just because you saw it on a TV show, just because you saw it on the internet. That doesn't mean it's true. Take the time. Do your homework. And then the next thing about follow the leader is make the evaluation of what policies and what political positions and how they affect your families, because it's not just that, okay, it's a political thing, it's a personal thing for you when you're evaluating, should I support putting troops at the border, for example, declaring a national emergency, is that as significant as making sure that and especially in the Washington D.C. area, making sure that my family gets fed. So, you know, so that's the next part of it. And then the third part of it is about your internal compass, making sure that you're following your purpose in life, following what it is that God put you on this earth to do, and trusting that, you know, people will have opinions a lot of times about what it is you should be doing, but really following that own internal compass and making sure that you're doing what your purpose to do.
Amen.
I know you're ready, JB. You are a politics guru. I know you're just waiting to bounce on her.
Let's talk.
You politics, you know, I know nothing about
it. It's my turn?
Because I was going to say, how are we liking our president?
Well,
but you told me not to say nothing like that.
Well.
Oh, look at her voice.
I'm like, well, I'll take that question. So my book, I think, is actually particularly relevant to our current occupant of the White House as well as anybody else. This, I mean, it really sort of underscores why you need to do the things that I just articulated. Because, you know, we have somebody in the White House who, by all accounts, does not rely on accurate information. He disregards the advice and counsel of the military, of the intelligence agencies, of the people whose job it is to keep us informed and to be, you know, on top of the most current information. And so, you know, that's another reason why as citizens we have a responsibility and to know what's going on. This is a democracy. We don't have the luxury of saying, okay, it's somebody else's job to figure it out. No, it's your job to know. And I'm gonna try to get off my soapbox about this, but let me just say this. As somebody who's worked in politics for over 20 years, it's really your job to be paying attention now. We don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying, I'll leave it to the professional.
And
because
complain.
Well, complain or live with the consequences of not paying attention.
Yes.
Yeah, of live with the consequences of not paying attention. So, yeah.
And I, every show almost, I'm always saying,
every show,
vote, people. Get out and vote. And not just for the president, but locally.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, the sheriffs and mm-hmm. the, you know, the judges and the school board and all these people that affect your everyday life. And we want to complain about our situation and the way things are, but we're not doing what we can.
Right.
Just little things like voting, I mean, it's free.
Well, you know, and that actually brings up a really good point, JV, because in my book, I wrote this book for women. A lot of times women will hold back and not really have the confidence because they'll say, I don't know enough to really get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually true for a lot of people. They say, I don't really know where to start. I don't feel confident. I'm not sure where I should start. And you don't have to run for office to be involved. You don't.
Right.
I mean, voting is the bare minimum, but really you should be reading the newspaper, paying attention to the city council meetings,
mm-hmm.
Paying attention to your planning commission, your zoning and planning commission.
Mm.
If they tell you they're getting ready to put something in your neighborhood, you should know what it is
right.
and decide whether or not that's good yes. for you and your family.
Yes.
So there's lots of ways that you can get involved in a really direct and tangible way. And then if you feel very strongly that you should run for office, then, you know, you can take the steps necessary to do that, and we can talk about that.
I was going to say, and you can help them with that.
And yeah. I'll be happy to help you with that. But, you know, if you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. But, you know, there's so many other ways to get involved. And then, here, let me say this. Write a check. Get your wallet out.
Get
make a
out.
Contribution. You know, tweet it. I mean, text it. GoFundMe it. What have you.
Right.
Because we have to put our money where our mouth is.
Thank you.
This is super important. And I'm going to, I'm not assuming all your listeners are African American, but I'm going to say something specific to African Americans
okay.
right now, which
we
is this.
It.
We don't have the luxury of not putting our money where our mouth is. And many, many years ago, there were people who would not accept our money for a political campaign.
True.
That is not
that
the case
so
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so now people expect that if you are going to be involved. I cannot read that. I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. You're going to be involved. Then you need to be ready to understand how this works. And part of how this works is saying, I'm going to get together with my friends, me, JV, and Millie are going to all come up with $20, and then we're going to put $60 into this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that $60, we want you to answer the phone when we call you.
Right.
There's a relationship that's established. It's not quid pro quo, but there is an expectation
okay.
that you are serious about your vote and your
yes.
contribution.
Yes, I love that. Thank you. So, look, I'm going to
yes, love that. We have, if you want to stay here with us just for a few moments, we have Miss Linda Wills. She's a great record promoter. But real quick before I bring her in, can we have cupcakes at this meeting?
We can absolutely have cupcakes at the meeting. Ellen.
Ellen,
this is great. I love where this is going. Yes, I was telling Ellen during the break, I'm thinking lemon, red velvet.
Lemon is nice.
You know, all of that. And Ellen, I can't wait to read your book.
Yeah, so we have author Linda Wills, the great record promoter. Linda Wills, how are you, lady?
Hello, Millie.
Woo!
Yay!
Thanks for
calling in, Linda.
Oh, that's your book. I love it. Yes.
Behind the scene in the record industry.
She still looks
Ooh,
20. I swear she looks 20.
We know you have a lot of stories.
Yes,
So tell us a little bit about your book, and then we're going to – did you want to – finish up with
I do. I want. I know that she's probably promoting something. We want to get her on
so,
and tell us about her book, and she can finish being the great record promoter.
Okay.
finish with.
Okay. So actually, I wrote the book to let the public know about the job of the record promoter, because you see movies and they talk about the artist mm-hmm. and they talk about the record label, but they never say anything about the people that's behind the scenes that's getting these records played on the radio so the public will get the opportunity to enjoy the music. So that's one of the inspirations as to why I decided to write the book. I also wrote about my life growing up in Washington, D.C. Okay. So as I started writing the book, I wrote about Teddy Pendergrass in the book, Al Green, Tupac, Smokey Robinson, all of these different people who I promoted records for. And as a result of that, now there's a documentary out about Teddy Pendergrass called If You Don't Know Me, and I'm featured in the documentary about four times. So it aired on Showtime in February.
Was Teddy Pendergrass just as good looking in okay, maybe she could answer that, but I'm just saying he was a very attractive
man.
Yes,
he was.
Woo,
very attractive, very astute, you know, very nice, an awesome singer, and, you know, I'm proud, you know, that I was his friend for over 30-some years up until, you know, the day that he died.
Yeah, I actually had the opportunity to go to his funeral, and I said that was...
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was, in Philly, yeah, and that was one of the most beautiful weddings.
Yeah. Oh, geez,
funeral. One of the most beautiful funerals I think I've ever been to. Tyrese was there singing. It was awesome.
Yeah, he is. Teddy in the movie, so that's on the internet as well. Lee Daniels is going to produce the movie, and Tyrese is going to play the role of Teddy Pendergrass.
Lee Daniels is out there, isn't he? Woo. Oh, that is amazing.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind, why don't you tell people how they can download your book or go purchase your book?
They can purchase my book online, Amazon. You can go to Amazon, and you can purchase the book through Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
They have the book. You can get the book from Barnes & Noble, and you can also get it
online.
You can also get it through Amazon, or you can go to Linda Wills. At Facebook.com, and I can give more information and send out a book if somebody, you know, would like to purchase the book. So there's another way to buy. It's a hardback, a softback, and it's an ebook as well.
Okay.
So when is that show again, Ms. Wills? It's Showtime. And do you know when it airs, or did you say that? And I was too busy.
Well,
they
started airing it on February the 28th, and I'm not until the 20th. Okay. I mean, they started airing it February the 8th. I think they stopped airing it on the 28th, but if you have on demand, you can pull it up.
Yes. Oh, I will be pulling it up this evening. Thank you.
Then.
Excellent.
But back to the book. The book talks about how to get a record played on the radio. So for a lot of artists, you know, who have music, and they don't have a platform to get their music out. They well, nowadays they're using Facebook and different to advertise their book. But I gave them the information about the traditional way, the way we used to get records played on the radio, which I think is still pertinent. If you just go to the radio station and talk with the music director or program director, and talk to them about adding your record. So I gave all of the little secrets of the things that we did to get records played on the radio. So basically, that's what the book is about. And I talked about all of the different artists that I work with and their personalities and different things that happen, you know, with me and with the artists, and, you know, how the artists are behind the scenes. They're much different behind the scenes than they are in front of the scenes. You know, but I didn't want to write a tell-all book, but I did want to give some information, you know, about record promotions and about the different artists that people love.
Yeah, don't tell it all.
Don't tell it all, jeez.
Exactly.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Wish you much success in your future.
Thank you. Yay!
Have a good evening, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
We want to bring in one more caller. We'll get back to Stephanie Mickle. Caller with the last four digits of 2855. You're on with Connect the City. May we have your name? Okay.
Right.
Hello. May we have your name? You're on with Connect the City.
Okay. You guys are can you hear me now?
Yes, we can, sir.
Okay. How y'all doing? My name is Darren Smith. I'm the author of How to Stay Married for at least 100 Years.
100. A hondo. 1 year. A hondo. I thought he was going to say 1 year. A hondo. That's what they call it. I'm a lawyer.
A hondo. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how good
and
I
and it's biblically based. Right. It's biblically based. It's based off of, you know, all those people in the Bible, how they stay marriage regardless to their situation. A circumstance, and I took every married couple in the Bible and I explained their situation when they was actually arguing. It was some arguments in there that people didn't know how to read the word and understand that it was an actual fight between the husband and the wife. And some is Moses, and Abraham got to fight with his wife, and Adam got to fight with his wife, and they was going back and forth. So we just kind of broke it out, you know. The way the Bible speaks, we don't read the way it is. So, but if you look at it, if you read the way our situation is, you will see that that's a fight. But you also see how the husband handle it or the wife handles it.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that book
have
brought
another show.
Another show.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have another show for you. So you can tell us a lot more about that.
Love it. Thank
you. Yeah.
Right. We did a whole show about how to take Eric for Hondo.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So, but it also, it produced our own blog talk show as well. It produced us, it produced Married Men Don't Talk. That's our blog talk, our radio station as well, Married Men Don't Talk. And it produced also, we counsel premarital counseling, and we do counseling, and we over the church ministry, and we've been on a couple of TV shows and stuff like that. So it's bringing something up.
Well,
we are running low on time. If you could tell us how people can get your book and follow you and save their marriage. Let's do it.
400 years.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You can Google the book How to Stay Married for at least 100 years. You can go on Facebook. You'll see where a lot of people they have comments and they have situations that's not in the book, and then I address the situations biblically, you know, and it's just different situations that's on Facebook that's not in the book that they want to how the word address a man who's not following God. How can his wife follow him if he's not following God? And I have to direct them to a scripture that points that out of what they should do.
Love it. So yeah, have your information how they can purchase that and
they can purchase it on they can purchase it on Amazon. Yes, ma'am. You can purchase it on Amazon, and you can download the ebook if you want to.
Let us have the name again so people can know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. How to Stay Married for at least 100 Years by Darren Smith.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Oh, you can stay on the line with us. We're going to continue to talk with the beautiful Stephanie Mickle, author of Follow the Leader, Believe in Yourself, Believe in Your Craft. Where is my book? You took it back.
No,
I was flipping.
Thank you so much, sir.
So where can we find this book?
Amazon. Amazon. Everybody loves Amazon. It's easy.
We love it.
I want to let those people know who prefer audiobooks that we're going to be releasing an Audible version of the book. So just keep a lookout for that. There's a page on Instagram and a page on Facebook about the book specifically. So if you want to check it out, we'll be updating there to let folks know when the Audible version is available.
Okay. Thank you so much. I know we did a type of promotion on the book. How is it doing? May we ask?
It's doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. Thank you so much. We have been getting – so something that's coming up is next month in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, okay.
I'll be speaking at a conference And we're actually at the Women's Leadership Retreat.
Oh,
and
nice.
At the conference, there's going to be a whole section on Follow the Leader, which basically gets into some of the topics in the in the book much more depth.
Yeah.
You're thinking about running. If you're not sure you should be thinking about running, it's a great opportunity for you to spend, you know, a Saturday. If you're in Charlotte or if you plan to be in Charlotte, just kind of thinking through some of these topics. We'll be talking one-on-one. It'll be very relaxed. I don't know if we'll have cupcakes, but we will have refreshments.
Just
but you know what? I love that idea because I was saying, you know, we need some kind of
something.
Yeah, some kind of snacks.
It's rough.
It can be, and it goes a lot better with cupcakes involved. So I'm loving
maybe
that idea.
Wine.
And, you know, and definitely some wine.
You got wine, people.
There'll definitely be wine later because, you know, politics can get a little heavy. So.
Yes.
We'll do that too. But yeah, so to answer your question, the book is going well. I definitely please buy more copies.
More
I'm trying
copies.
To make New York Times bestseller list.
Yay.
So I can put it out there.
Yes,
we want
that for you. Yes.
Thank you. Yes, so you all were one of the first supporters of my book. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, they invited me. Yes, the very first book signing I did, the very first one before my official launch. Was at the Summer
Soul Festival.
Right. It was so much fun. It was, oh my goodness, it was so much fun. They had music, they had food, they had vendors, and we sold books. But it was just so much fun. So, yes, going well. Lots of good things happening and coming up.
Do you have an email that people can contact you as well?
Absolutely. If you want to contact me concerning your campaign, concerning doing business with me, I'm going to give you my office email. It's sales, S-A-L-E-S, at micklepublicaffairs.com.
It's M-I-C-L-E?
M-I-C-K-L-E.
Nope, see?
PublicAffairs.com. That's sales at MickelPublicAffairs.com. If you just want to vibe with me about the book or about things you're thinking about, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, hit me up on social media. Everything is my name, Stephanie Mickle.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We are going to take a quick break, everyone. And we will be back. What, about 30 seconds, JB, so we can pay the bills?
Well, look, I'm going to come back and show off my shirt. Yeah,
you've just been showing off the shirt.
Show
chocolate
off my
and
shirt. You got to talk
chocolate. Yeah, okay. I was wondering which one you are. We'll be back. You're on with Connect the City.
All right.
Thank
you,
ladies. Thank you.
Growing up, parents got me a guitar. Said you could do anything, kid, you could go far. You could be the president, fireman, race cars. The sky's the limit, kid, so shoot for the stars. So I strum that guitar every day. Found a passion for music, never went away. I joined a couple bands and played a few shows. Tried to impress the girl in the front row. But soon enough, everything starts to change. As you grow up, nobody treats you the same. They try to take your future and make it real safe. You could be a doctor, accountant, or something sane. But yo, whatever happened to the sky was the limit. I fell in love with music, never thought it was a gimmick. I worked so hard on every tune and every single lyric. My whole identity depended on being artistic. Now you wanna strip that away, so you feel okay? Cause if I make it to the top, what does that really say? That you shouldn't have given up, that you made the mistake. But if I fail, you feel much better about picking your lane, right? Yeah, things are gonna get better real soon. Yeah, I'ma just do me, you just do you. I swear it's gonna get better real soon. Don't let anyone tell you what you should do. I got a clear view. We're gonna make it soon. Just keep pushing through. You're what you got to lose. You're what you got to lose. You're what you got to lose. You got to lose.
Welcome back to Connect the City. I am Millie in the City. What are you doing?
And I'm
Millie in the City.
The real
I didn't even say who I was. to do it.
Okay, well, you took too long.
Really in the city, you know, hostess with the Moses, messed it all up. Hostess with the Moses, we've had a great show. We've been celebrating authors. We have had the beautiful author Ellen Moore with her book Getting By, Amadou, and Free. Be careful of your internal friends.
Yes.
These are the people on the inside.
On the inside
of you. Then we had the beautiful, beautiful Stephanie Mickle with Follow the Leader, Believe in Yourself, and Craft Your Future.
Yes.
I need to craft some cupcakes.
Yes. And I'm going to give a shout out right now. I wore this shirt tonight.
Yeah.
What we got?
Well, you
got
to have all the girls. Are you chocolate or are you vanilla?
What does it say?
I really don't want to read your shirt.
Go ahead and read it.
Your breasts are in the way. The cherry on top. Let's cover these up. I'm just playing. The cherry on top, chocolate or vanilla. He's still a man. I like all the chocolate and the vanilla
men. There you go.
I like
the
vanilla.
A shout out to Onyx.
Lipicum.
Hopefully, yeah. He's another author. Because tonight we wanted to cover different topics. So we have from, you know, our politics to.
Everything. We got some of our own
books. Dealing with self-help and, you know, little cherry on top and, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
we have a whole show called The Cherry on Top, but maybe not here, though, because it's going to be inappropriate.
Another little quick shout-out, and then I'm going to keep going, is T.J.
Yes.
Harris, a queen's guide to dating the Christian.
She was just on the show.
Yes, we want to give her a shout-out. We just did an event together with Single Christian Men Once.
Love it,
and we've
got to pay some bills.
Well,
baby.
We were expecting real quick, Sylvia Trayvon
Morrison.
Almost there, almost. The many faces of Sylvia Trayvon Morrison. She is the legendary impressionist, and she was the first African American writer for Saturday Night Live. So
she has another book, though, right?
She has another book,
From Heaven.
Yes. I haven't gotten that book yet. That's her newest one, but we just wanted to make sure that we give her a shout-out as well.
So we are just going to talk about our sponsors. We're going to do a couple hashtag I can and hashtag I can't. We'll do that in 3 minutes. We've been sponsored by Chrysalis for Wealth, financially secure, responsibly insured, tax-wise. You can find out more about them at chrysalispaws.com or cpawinsurance.com, 703-765-2076 or 301-341-1001. That was a mouthful. We know, of course, DC Nightlife, Not About Me Ministries, 3106.
Branch Avenue.
Love Not About Me Ministries.
Join them every Sunday, 10 a.m. Just a great place to come and worship. Love to have you.
Can we shout out our pastor in the audience?
Yes.
Can you shout out real quick?
We got great ministers. And let's not forget about DCN Entertainment, the best place to go for your entertainment and events. And let's not forget the festival coming up this summer.
We got a lot of festivals.
www.dcnitelife.com. For all your entertainment.
All your entertainment needs. We were trying to rush this because we just had so many amazing authors. So we'll just be real quick because I don't know if you saw Leaving Neverland. I refused. Oprah, we got to talk. Wasn't cool. We want to say RIP to Luke Perry. That's on 210.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I loved him.
Definitely.
My boyfriend is engaged, Marcus Houston. We fell out. Yeah. We fell out. It's all good. But your boys, okay, your boys, Macaulay Culkin, who's still 5, and Corey Feldman, they defend Michael Jackson and Leaving Neverland. It does seem like a lot of people are a little ticked off with your girl Oprah. Also, I know you're not a fan, but Game of Thrones is coming back on. Yay! Am I the only one?
Thought this was the last season.
It's right. It's coming just the last season.
Oh, okay.
You
only
know.
I never watched the first season.
So before we go, we have 30 stinking seconds. Did you see Grace Jones at New York Fashion Week?
No.
She walked the runway. This baby was
Well, you know, she's always.
Woo, she looked good. Oh, JV. We want to say thank you. Tune in next Tuesday.
Look,
what we got next Tuesday?
Yeah, what do we
have? I forgot.
The
surprise.
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 But we do have the March Madness.
Oh yeah.
Coming up, we've
definitely
got the Willie Lynch syndrome. But I digress.
Ooh, that's going to be a heavy one there.
People going to be mad at you. We need
to. You might have to have Stephanie back for that. Steph,
I was going to say that. Oh, great minds think alike. We're out here, guys. Pretty Deuces. I'm Billy in the city.
JV, the real JV.
Oh,
so
this is with the pointing. Bye bye, guys. We're out of here. Hi, Facebook.
We're out of here. Thank y'all, guys.